Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaviralo out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bang Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right. It is up.
That is our buddy Justin Moore, who the Tomahawk Chop yesterday. He's a Braves fan, and glad you are here with us on this Thursday, August 27th, one spot, one of their two locations, and great to have the Lawson family represented here today. We got Andrea and Jeremy. Shane, we met yesterday, Roger, when we were in, Mosey. Yesterday.
Dardanelle. You were in Dardanelle, the big D.
I met Shane's father-in-law, right, Andrea? It was Ken. He was accountant?
He's attorney.
He's an attorney, not an accountant.
You better get that right.
Is he a city attorney? I didn't belong with us, but anyway, he said obviously his daughter is married to Shane. We all don't always give Shane a lot of love because we're always talking with you and Jeremy, but it's a family affair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 50 years. Craig celebrating 50 years. And I don't know if you were here when we kicked it off. It was you said April, 50 years in business. And it's amazing the people you've done business with, and they know you and vice versa. And, you know, right here, Craig, we've got when you
have hot tub,
muscle therapy, respiratory therapy, and detox therapy, which all of us need.
Brain therapy?
That's the one you need.
It smells so good.
You got any brain therapy in there?
You know, you
detox might work.
In the hot tub was enough, but now you got
short-term memory therapy.
You got a lot more to get to. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Are we having any trouble, Roger?
I think we're having some difficulties. I have switched. Christian, are we having difficulties?
I haven't noticed it.
We are not having
difficulties. I hear people
speak,
honking.
But it happens periodically. I will say that.
Okay,
I've switched tie lines. I can do it again or try something different, but it's not showing up on our board.
If you're driving by out here, we would love for you to honk the horn. And so, we just heard one second. Red Boat said he's going to be doing it.
That was me.
No, the location is 5 Stanford Road in Conway. 5 Stanford Road. It's easy to see. You can't miss it. So, and Andrea, starting Monday, the sale. The end of the summer sale. It's a blowout sale. 25% to 75%, almost, everything you hear in the store, right?
Yes, everything will be on sale.
So store-wide, that means chemicals and seasonal plastic dishes, as we learned earlier, in-stock polywood furniture, pool toys, floats, big green eggs, ledge lounger, Caldera hot tubs.
Hot tub!
I was having trouble saying BeatBot automatic pool cleaners yesterday at the recording. BeatBot. Automatic pool cleaners, and 10% off everything else, including chemicals, filters, you name it. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com. Sale doesn't start today or this week. It's next Monday.
Monday. Yeah, that's
Monday
correct.
Through,
Monday through Saturday.
One other thing, too. How about this story about the Bill Clinton, Jerry Jones meeting for the Touchdown Club? Sold out in 48 hours. Yeah. 1,400 seats sold out 48 hours. So everybody who was going to want to eat lunch, traditional, sold out in 48 hours.
Who's going to hit you up for tickets
this
morning?
But now we're going up into the the seats. The
I'm
seat
sorry,
back.
I'm Craig O'Neill. I don't go up into the mezzanine. I'm sorry.
He's got a point.
So those are only $25, and so the concessions will be open. So I think we've already sold several hundred of those. So go to lrtouchdown.com.
So the concessions will be open.
Yep.
For the people off the
it's
floor.
It's like you're going to watch a concert, you don't go to the floor. If you don't have floor tickets, you...
But will lunch to be served?
Down the floor. Yeah,
for that. For those 1,400. People in the rail, the unwashed masses, concessions are...
Yeah, well, and this is people in suites, too. I mean, it's just like a regular concert. Yeah, you just can't...
I'm in a suite. Right. I'm going to be in a suite.
But Craig, how about that 48? I wonder what the response would be.
Well, the real question to you is, how are you going to handle this? Are you going to be seated between them and throw out stuff and that they can chew on and talk about?
Oh, yeah. I think it's still in. I think we want to do the same format we do for all of them.
Well, they went to the university about the same time.
Yeah, it's the course, Craig, I mean, Bill's a little bit Bill. President Clinton's a little bit younger than Jerry. A little bit, not by much. Uh-huh. So he had to watch that happen. Both of them Rules. The other one watched the transformation of the program and changed the face of the state from a standpoint. I mean, you can say, well, you know, we were more than a football program, more than an Arkansas athletic department. But I'm going to tell you, you don't think that Florida impacted the panhandle of Florida and the city of Tallahassee. You don't think Tuscaloosa, Alabama has been changed because of Nick Saban. So this state, Northwest Arkansas, Frank Broyles made a difference.
Exactly. I maintain that if it hadn't been for Frank Broyles, we would not have had President Clinton, because Broyles showed everybody in Arkansas, the only state in the history of the United States to ever go bankrupt, it showed everybody in the state of Arkansas that anything's possible. And we can do it with football. I agree. It with anything.
I said that, Craig, exactly. I said, listen, I want to be the best touchdown club in America, right here in Arkansas.
Yeah,
You know what? We're getting there.
Get there.
You can do great things in Arkansas. You can be nationally recognized, no matter what it is. But hey, your company, Andrew, you
look at
this. Best in the country in what you do.
We're in the best in the right now.
Exactly. Do you know this about you here? If we get this spot,
he's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Reed.
Shonda Reed, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Yeah, Craig. Christian, how are we now? Roger just switched it up. Any better?
I didn't know you had switched, so I was a little confused. I thought
that's not a good sign. It's still bouncing around, Raj.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. Uh-oh. We're gonna get in this hot tub. We're gonna put on the power shit. We're going back to 6 o'clock. Give me a minute.
Wow, that thing is just really dropped out, man. It's dropped out.
Oh wow.
I'm sure they can't hear us. Now we're going back up. Now see if we can get back up. Okay, good. I see you.
We need a luxury pool and spa to get our
frequently. Now we can't hear them. Now we officially cannot hear them. They're having technical issues.
Or stand by Justin Moore.
Oh.
Yeah, that thing is bouncing around like crazy.
All right, Christian, hold on. Why don't you...
I see. Now we're back, aren't we?
You're back for now. Yes. And you're gone again.
Okay, let's see. We got YouTube. Wow.
Pull up Justin Moore. Pull up Justin Moore if you can.
All right, I got all pots up. Justin, are you there?
He said he can't get connected.
He can. I was on that other line.
Okay, Justin.
Justin's there.
Justin.
Should be.
Justin, you there?
As soon as he comes on, I'm going to... And I'm going to disconnect here. That way you'll have him.
Craig, I'm so glad we have MacGyver. We've got our MacGyver or MacGruber, whichever you want to call it.
That
number is bouncing around. We usually have pretty good success here in
content.
Should I get on the phone?
I'm getting ready. No, I'm getting ready to go dark.
Here we go.
I'm getting ready to go dark.
We're going.
Justin Moore here yet.
Nine. Craig, count it down for me.
Six, five, four, three. One.
Well, the guys have officially disconnected, and I am here all by myself. The rest of the show, we will have Craig O'Neill, hopefully, on from Luxury Pool and Spa, where they are trying to reconnect. We'll have Melinda Mayo on. We'll have maybe Joe Klein. Maybe he'll come on. And we'll also have Joe Nichols. That will be thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service. Melinda Mayo is, of course, brought to you by...
Bada boom. Come on, baby.
And we're
come
back.
Look at that. MacGruber!
He's just trying to get the talent going while the hot...
Oh, and we're not back anymore. And we're gone again.
We're going to have to shut it down.
Wow.
Shut it down. All right.
Well, here, let me call.
Call in. I'm going to get jumped completely.
Go on the phone bone. Go on the phone. Right. Phone bone. 661-135. Go on the phone bone. I'm calling you on the phone bone. Let's see if that works.
Putting you on. Basil, are you there?
All right. Yes. Can you hear me?
I got
what
you.
What we'll do, we'll let Roger. Justin, are you on the air there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. We can hear Justin. So Roger's going to keep working out with there. We're going to go ahead and get started. What's up, JM? How are you this morning?
What's up, guys? I'm good, man.
We got Craig O'Neill here, and we're visiting with Andrea Lawson. Of course, Jeremy here at Luxury Pool and Spa. It's their end of the summer sale, and it goes on starting next week. So we're working on it, Roger. I'm glad we have a MacGruber. MacGruber, Roger, Scott is going to get this thing fixed. I got to ask Craig. Of course, I'm going to have to hand you the phone. So, Craig, you had a chance to be around Dolly Parton. And so I think she came in for her Imagination Library. So I wanted to see, you know, how – is it working now? Are we back? Hold on. Let me see.
I hear you.
We're still on the phone, okay. Justin.
Okay, hold on. How about that, boys?
We're sounding good at the moment.
Okay, we'll try to get. So, Craig, obviously you had a connection with Dolly when she came to Little Rock. Tell us about your experience with her and your thoughts on her passing yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. When Channel 11 called me to tell me the news, and because I'd done the interview with Dolly Parton. In Arkansas, every county has a Dolly Parton Imagination Library outlet. And when that happened, she came down to the governor's mansion for an interview, and they selected me because I've been working with them for over 12 years. And it was one of the joys of my life. And it was not an interview. It was a chat. We were not at the governor's mansion. We were on a front porch in Arkansas. And we were talking. She was so real. And let me share a quick story. Place was packed. Legislators were there. VIPs. Governor's mansion. She had to leave the side door to go meet her jet. So she didn't have a chance to linger and she just waved to people and left the side door. And according to two eyewitnesses who I know and trust very well, they left too, and they're walking up the sidewalk in front of the governor's mansion, and they see on the corner.
It felt like we were reaching the climax of the story there, and then we just...
I know, right? left us with a cliffhanger.
Yes, we'll have to get the end of that when they reconnect. I'll let them know that they dropped. You know what, Justin? You know what this gives us an opportunity to do?
Talk sports.
We get to talk sports.
How about that?
Arkansas football. We were talking a little bit earlier. I think we're going to do our season predictions tomorrow, which you will not be on.
I won't be.
You will not be on.
I'll be in Canada.
Oh, where are you playing?
Quebec. So we've been quite a few places in Canada over the years, but we have not been there. That's where it's predominantly French-speaking.
Canadian, yes.
Yeah. So and ironically, one of my lead guitar players is actually from right there. Like when he moved to the States, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago, something like that. He knew zero English. Can you imagine moving to a different country knowing none of the language? And
so you're playing Montreal, I would assume?
You know, I don't even know. I just know they said Quebec because that's where Stefan is the guy's name I'm talking about. That's where he's from. So I had to look it up. But, yeah, heading
David
out.
David is calling on
this afternoon.
The line. David, you are on. We were going to take this opportunity to talk about sports, but you're back. we got a cliffhanger on Craig's story, so he will have to continue that when he comes back on.
I know. What was the last thing you heard?
He talked about her leaving the side door to catch her jet, and two people were leaving on the sidewalk, and that was it.
Okay, we're gonna try it again. Roger, you wanna try it again?
Try it again. Craig, are you there?
I'm here.
Where did we leave off the story? Because it's a
great... He said it right when she had to leave the side door to get
her jet.
She
had to leave the side door. She was gonna meet her jet at the airport, and she had to leave. She waved goodbye to everybody, and According to my eyewitnesses who were walking up in front of the governor's mansion, they see on the street corner in front of the governor's mansion a little boy. And as the limo passes, the little boy holds up the books he'd gotten as a part of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And the limo passes, and then it stops. And the window comes down. And Dolly Parton leans out of the window and motions to the little boy to come to the window. And according to my eyewitnesses, they chatted for 5 minutes. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Great story.
Well, you know, her legacy is, I mean, is so great from a performer, musician, and her legacy is a giver.
Human.
Oh. Yeah, and these books, and, you know, Christian was talking about, he read to his kids those books. And
82,000 books were mailed in Arkansas last month.
Alone.
82,000.
And that was all because of Dolly's.
Because of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Yeah. You know, again, you know, Justin, I've talked about this. One of the greatest things to me attaining success or being a celebrity is using that. You know, Justin does it. We just talked at the Boys and Girls Club, raising $500,000. Right. It's so cool. And they talked about Dolly. I saw a lot of stories that she would have been much wealthier at her passing had she, you know, kept her money, but she poured a ton of it back into the community and was a big time giver. And I heard a lot of those stories, Craig, over and over again about
how human she was. And
yeah,
just how.
But it has to be your favorite, one of your favorite interviews of all the interviews you've done.
Exactly. We were not. It was not an interview. We were just chatting. We're on a front porch. It's two Southerners doing what we do best, and that's connecting.
Yeah, you know, and from a music standpoint, Justin, I mean, obviously she is an icon. And Roger was talking yesterday. I don't know if we follow back up to say who was the new queen of country now, or the matriarch, rather.
You know what,
was it matriarch? Right?
Yeah. And her queen, whatever, but just by virtue of Dolly being 80 and gone now, we first
Reba.
Reba. But somebody mentioned, what about Tanya Tucker?
Is she still alive?
Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. I hadn't seen much of her. But
No, I don't
think yes, though, right?
What'd you say, Christian?
Reba's got more hits, though, right?
Oh, yeah, tons. That's what I was going to say. Okay. I love Tanya, but Tanya's not had the success to warrant
that Reba has.
Okay.
Yeah. Reba, what do you think
success
Reba
is? Tanya's been around forever.
Is there anybody in close? Those two, I mean, that age.
See, I don't
over.
Know. I forgot about Tanya. There may be. Loretta Lynn's gone. She was there with Dolly.
I thought you brought up Tanya Tucker.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah. Is there anybody else beside those two? Anybody else beside those two that would be that even? What about non-country? Is there another female musician?
Well, Taylor Swift in 30 years.
No, you know, I'm talking about now. That's the older. Is there anybody?
Well, the difference between Taylor and Dolly is one of them's a really good person.
Well,
did we lose them again?
We lost them again.
To answer your question, I was just looking because I was curious. We're due east of Montreal in Dieppe, which is on the coast.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's on the coast, the far east side of the country. So I don't know.
All right,
never been up that way.
I won't test your geographical knowledge anymore with Canada.
I'm not good at it.
I would guess whether you like her or not, Madonna is probably up there.
Oh yeah, icon. Yeah, yeah.
Cher is still with us.
Cher's
been around forever.
Yeah. I don't know, man. And this is not even to take away from Reba. She's had an incredible career, but. Reba and Dolly, there's just not even any comparison. Dolly kind of Dolly transcended country music. You know, she was a good Lord. She was a celebrity beyond. You know, kind of like a. I mean, there's nothing alike that I. Well, I don't know that I can say that. But like Snoop Dogg, like everybody likes Snoop. But even
that's
if
true,
you don't
yeah.
even like rap,
that's true.
You know, see, Dolly's kind of like that. I know that's a strange analogy.
There's a lot of people that don't like country and stuff, but everybody liked Dolly. You're not going to find anybody that would say a bad word about her.
That's a good point. Yeah, she was Yeah, that's a really good point. She was beloved by everybody. Now, I guess we're back now. We apologize. We're doing our best. Andrea, we're sorry here. Hopefully we'll get this worked out. Back to Tim Curry. So you just get to tell a story about Dolly, and now Tim Curry, who's 80, who was in Rocky Horror Picture Show, right, which was, I don't know if you know much about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was in the 70s, but it was a cult deal. Crazy. But then he dies at age 80. But he was in the movie with you, Pass the Ammo.
He was in the movie Pass the Ammo. And what's strange about this is when I went up and tried out for the movie, the producer drew me aside and asked me to record several different Southern voices of preachers because he was going to play a Southern preacher. And he's, of course, from UK. And they were going to send him the cassette of the several different voices and dialects that I've suggested on the cassette. So that's my connection to Tim Curry.
What was he like?
Well, I was only in two scenes with him, actually kind of got around.
Well, he
seemed like a nice enough fella.
What year did you shoot that? What year was that you did Pass the Ammo?
Was that 85?
I mean, so that's only 10 years removed from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
So he's probably a well-known guy at the time.
Oh, exactly. He was one of the reasons. He was the big star in that movie.
For those who don't know, Craig O'Neill was a major cusser in Pass the Ammo.
Line of the movie.
Justin, have you
want to hear it?
Have you a Christian?
Be my last day on the radio.
Have you and Christian seen Pass the Ammo yet?
I have not. I did not know this movie existed until I started this show.
Well,
good. Leave it that way.
I'll check it out.
I think it's going to be our Hulk Show's movie review of this week because Craig O'Neill startles you, Justin. It startles you because you hear Craig O'Neill, all of a sudden you hear, I think it was an F-bomb.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like, wow. It's not the Craig. It's almost like watching Roger in Antiquities, you know, although Roger can be a jerk like that sometimes. But we don't see him.
There they go again.
Of course we lose them as a Roger doesn't get to make a comeback. It's 7:27. We'll go ahead and take a break. They're out at Luxury Pool and Spa having issues. If we come back and they're not back, you know what? We'll actually talk about sports.
Sports!
So,
yes.
Here we go. We'll go ahead and go.
All right. See you.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
The National Football League has decided to discontinue the Pro Bowl festivities. Beginning with the 2026 season, 88 players will receive an honor as a Pro Bowler with no replacement selections. There will be no games, but there will be an in-person celebration in Los Angeles during the week the Pro Bowl usually takes place. In the NFL tonight, the final week of the preseason gets started up. The Steelers will face the Bills at 6 on the NFL Network. The Browns will play the Patriots at 7 on Prime Video. And the Niners will take on the Raiders at 7 on ESPN Unlimited. And in college football tonight, Central Arkansas gets their season started against UT Martin. Kickoff is set for 6:30. It can be streamed on ESPN Plus. Radio coverage can be heard on the Point 94.1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Calmer weather is expected today. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 96 degrees. But also late this afternoon, there is a slight chance of a shower. Then tonight, mostly clear. We'll fall off to 72 overnight. Our Friday will be sunny and hot in the afternoon with a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz as Justin Akre and Phil Elson broadcast live from each meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will broadcast live from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes Dallas Cowboys legend Emmett Smith. That's The Zone live at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain.
Attention drivers, is your car insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your car insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated car insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast car insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your car insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
Thursday on The Zone, Justin's back. It's not acre free anymore. Justin will be in Martin, Tennessee for the start of UCA football season. We'll also have John Blau stopping by from the Baton Rouge Advocate. We'll see what's going on with LSU Athletics, Mayor Frank Scott, Dr. Lawrence O'Malley, thanks to UAMS Ortho Now, and birthday trivia, what's on tap, anything else we can dream up, along with I Did Not See That Coming on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Don't see it yet, Rod. All right, it is 7:32. We're doing the phone bone while our own Roger McGruber Scott is taking our credit point outside the building here at Luxury Pull and Spa and seeing if we can do it that way. A couple things. As I mentioned, this is their end of the summer sale, so they'll be doing deals on a ton of product in here in their store. Almost everything in the store will have a discount, so take advantage of everything begins on Monday. Great to have Craig O'Neill here. It's great. He represents Genesis of Conway, and that's where we are in Conway. The Luxury Pool and Spa has locations both here and in Russellville. Me and Roger, we're here. Christian Weaver back in the studio in Little Rock, the Oaklawn studio. And Justin Moore out in Pullen, out at Moore Mountain. Football is underway. Finally, you know, I tell you, I was watching last night, guys. You had Coach Silverfield at the Catfish Hole, and It was packed. And I'm glad. That's become a really cool tradition, and it's always crowded. But you knew the first one, just like the Touchdown Club the other day, you knew it was going to be packed. And so, but I got to thinking, don't you know he is so tired of talking about this team and about what he expects and how they're going to be different? I mean, he has been doing this since he was hired in what, late November or December?
Right.
Holy cow.
He said 10 months on the show.
It's been 10
months.
Last night.
Yeah.
Oh
my God!
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, he's got to be ready. Yeah, got to be ready, Justin.
Yeah, and I think he's done a great job. But you can see, I guess maybe because you know I've done it for a living on that side of things, where you're the one being interviewed. Still do it, obviously, and I can just tell by the look on his face. Nobody else could probably tell, but you guys, but.
Yeah.
He's doing his best, but he's going back to the well, which we all do, for the same generic answer just so many times.
And you're like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah,
in his situation, I know how it feels, and you guys probably do as well, but he's going, oh, my God, can we just get on the field and play? I'm so tired of talking. So
I forget. Once you get into the season, a coach's media requirements, they talk to the media once during the week and then once after the game, right?
I believe that's right, yes.
Okay.
And then they had the SEC teleconference on Wednesday,
show,
I believe, so. Something like that.
Yeah. Roger, you think we got it? All right, we're going to try. I'm going to get off the phone. We're going to go back to the sideline. It looks good for right now. Here we go.
This should go well.
We'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens.
You sound like a million.
For now.
For now.
Oh, he spoke to
us. Wow. That lasted less time than it
immediately.
Did before. Wow. So
we're going to do our predictions tomorrow, Justin. And since you will not be on the show, What exactly are you expecting out of this season?
You know, man, it's one of them. There have been a few of them over the last few years with the portal and all that stuff, but the problem is I don't know what to expect. Outside of what I've read from, the Trey Biddies of the world and that kind of stuff, I have no idea. I guess I'm cautiously optimistic, and I would base my season projections probably fairly or unfairly based on the last handful of years, right. You know, which
the
have
last
been
10 years.
Or more. Yeah, exactly.
Well, tomorrow.
I don't know. I would be somewhere around the 5-win range if I had to.
I think that's
off the top of my head. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Justin, that's fine. We'll take that as a 5-7 prediction for you. We'll do that tomorrow. I think Tommy Smith may be coming from a Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram tomorrow, so we'll do our predictions for the rest of the year. I don't know if
hope I don't have to say this, but I'll do it just for good measure. I hope to God I'm wrong. I hope that it's an 8-4 team, but
Justin,
I don't know. Until I see it, I just don't know.
I would take 5 on this team.
I might be fine with 5. I might not be bothered by 5, Justin. I'm serious.
Yeah.
That means
depends on, how it looks or whatever.
It means you've beaten, your two non-conference teams. You either beat Utah, and then you knocked off two conference teams. So, listen, you didn't win a conference game last year. You were 2-10. So, I'm not sure. 5 is not a – if you give me 5 right now, I might take it.
It's just sickening to be having this conversation. You're a former team captain. You're going, you know what, I take – and you're saying it positively. And understandably so. But
I know.
You're going, right now I take 5. We're undefeated at this moment. You would take 5 wins, but that also guarantees that we have 7 losses, or is that 8 losses now? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's just sad.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put on the headset. Let's try it again. We're trying it again. Here we go. Let's go.
Stay on the phone just in case.
All right. How about that? How we sound?
We're good for now.
Okay, Roger's taping the cable into the tie line. No, the other thing I was going to tell you guys, Craig, say something, Craig. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Sorry, Craig.
I hate to say it, but it's me. Where I get around the technology, it's me.
So it's Darren McFadden. It's the GOAT's birthday today. How old do you think Darren McFadden is, Craig O'Neill? Go.
Okay, Darren McFadden is 38.
Craig says 38. What do you guys think the age of Darren McFadden is?
Is he freshman in 05? I'll go.
No, it's 30.
I'll go 39. No. He may be 40, though.
Justin, what do you think?
I'm going to go the other way and say 37.
Roger, you want to take a shot at it?
I will say that he is. I'm going to go 34.
The GOAT, Darren McFadden, Christian, you nailed it. He is 39 years old today.
Oh, man.
39 years old today.
So, you're late.
Hard to think about that. Does that make you feel old or no? Justin, Roger?
No, because he's not 40 yet.
Yeah, when he hits 40, it make you feel old?
I think so.
Well, the great thing about him is he has gotten to be such a great communicator and speaker.
Oh, he's doing more speaking. Oh, he's everywhere. He's doing a lot.
Wonderful.
And he's getting a lot of endorsements. He is.
Oh.
A couple of the football notes. Did you see where the NFL has said the Pro Bowl is over? It's run its course. Yeah. It's over. And I'm not surprised.
I got news for the NFL. The Pro Bowl's been over for 15 years. Same time as Razorback football.
I think the last time I was interested in the Pro Bowl was when they started playing it.
After the Super Bowl or before the Super Bowl?
Because then nobody showed up. None of the stars started showing up because they wouldn't show up because the Super Bowl players wouldn't show up.
Right. My biggest memory of the Pro Bowl is we were leaving Hawaii when the Pro Bowl was about to take place, and we were in the big airport in Honolulu, and we're getting ready to board the plane, and I'm standing next to somebody that looks familiar, and I realized that's Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
I'm standing next to Barry Sanders and looking down at Barry Sanders.
Yeah, he's not a big guy. He's well, hey, Emmitt Smith, we'll see Emmitt on Monday. Emmitt's not a big guy either.
No.
Emmitt, you know, he's, what is he, 5'9", 5'10"? I mean, somewhere around there. We'll see him at the Touchdown Club. It's sold out, so no more tickets available for him. But not a big guy. And Barry Sanders is the same way. But exactly. Let me tell you, you put him on the field, try to tackle him.
And see the video highlights of Barry Sanders. He is phenomenal.
Yeah, try to tackle those guys. Very, very tough. I did want to mention a couple other sports notes. So it was today that Ricky Henderson stole four bases back in 1982 to break Lou Brock's single record of 118 stolen bases. He was at 122 at the time. He would steal 130 bases that season. What is the record now? I mean, what's the top each season now for
50, 60 somewhere?
Is that right?
I don't know.
Think about that. Ricky Henderson had 130 stolen bases in 1 year.
If he was on, it was a double.
That's double what we have now. Right. Remember, that was a fun part of the game to watch?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you just don't. Matter of fact, Chris, you have to look it up. What was the highest stolen base amount in, say, the last 20 years? Nobody's come close to 100, I think. I don't think so.
Acuna, a few years ago, hit 50 home runs and stole 70 bases, which is pretty amazing.
Okay, well, 70 is pretty impressive then.
But I'll have to look up the most.
I also want to mention another thing on this day in history, talking about losing well-known people. It was on this day, Raj and Justin, Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed in a helicopter crash after performing a concert in Wisconsin. How old was he at the time? How old do you think Stevie Ray Vaughan was at the time?
He was 52.
He was 3 years older than Darren McFadden, making him 42.
He was only 35 years old.
Oh, my.
35 years old. How about that?
I remember. I was passing. For some strange reason, I remember exactly where I was when I heard it on the radio, and I was passing Brown's Country Kitchen on 30 at the time.
Something you knew where you were.
I did want to say, you know, we were talking about football starting, and I know we were talking about being here with the Lawsons, and they've got two boys, and one of them, their youngest, is playing football. And Justin, he was short of showing me. You know, I love the day now that you can take videos of your kids playing, and you can send them to folks. And he was showing me Peyton coming up and making a big block or tackle. And this is such a fun time of the year because, you know, kids are getting their first game. You know, maybe they're 8 or 9 years old and they're playing their first game, and it's exciting. Nobody's lost any games, and everybody's positive, and the band's excited. All the band's been practicing. So this is, of course, they call it 0 week, but still, it is the beginning of, you know, a season, and everybody's optimistic. And everybody,
soft start.
How does that porn team look?
You know, I don't know. Right? I've not seen them practice or anything this year, but. Hopefully pretty good. Well, I take that back. I saw them in one scrimmage, and they won against, I think it was Jesseville, maybe. So they got, I tell you what, they're loaded at wide receiver. But I'm not too educated on the rest of the team, to be honest with you.
Ooh. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Of course, okay, what is it?
The most since 2000 looks like it's Jose Reyes of the New York Mets. He had 78 steals in 2007. But I was looking through the history of MLB, and it looks like Ricky Henderson was a pretty big aberration. There was 70s around.
He's the greatest.
It's around the high for pretty much every other year that Ricky Henderson wasn't around.
Yeah, and Justin, was it Ricky? Was it Ricky Henderson? Didn't you meet Ricky Henderson? Didn't you hang out with him on the bus, or am I getting that confused?
Yeah, we had a night off.
Yeah, how about that?
He came to a show. I forget. Anyway, we came to a show. I want to say we were out in, hell, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Reno or somewhere like that. And somebody was like, hey, Ricky Henderson wants to come to the show. Is that cool? And I'm like, huh? And so whoever asked, is that cool, I fired immediately.
Yes, right.
And, man, we ended up being a friend of a friend or something like that. And him and I think it was his fiance maybe at the time. I don't know. Yeah, we hung out all night, man. Could not have been a more down-to-earth, nice guy. And I was just peppering him with questions because, I mean, I'm a baseball nerd, Craig. Like, that's my favorite sport. And, I mean, it's freaking Ricky Henderson. When I was growing up, I mean, he was a massive part of the game. And
I'm wearing him out like a nerd, you know. And I ask his fiance, I go, am I driving him nuts? She goes, no, please keep talking to him because he'll talk about this all night. He never gets tired of it.
He loves talking to himself or loves.
Yeah, Ricky
himself.
Loves some Ricky.
Yeah, he's a pretty cocky guy.
So we were on my bus, and I mean. So I took a deep breath and I just went back in and
it's a great memory.
You know, I did ask him though. I mean, I knew the answer, or I figured I did. I go, so did you ever have to be told to steal? Or he goes, all time green light.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what he did tell me that was interesting? And I told you, I told Rog and Baz this when this happened years ago. You know, he told me still in third was much easier than still in second, which I don't know. Found interesting.
That? Yeah,
it's not as common.
Again, so. if you were a catcher, you know everybody in the stadium knew. Okay, he's on first base. Get ready. He's going to say.
Well, did he steal on pitchers or did he steal on catchers?
That's a good
you
question.
You typically steal as an old catcher. You typically steal off the pitcher 90% of the time, in my opinion.
He'd never gotten Molina. Molina would have gotten him.
All right, we'll come back. Looks like Roger, we're stable. The things are stabilized. Great job.
You open your mouth too soon.
David Baslin, Roger have been stable.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back and visit more and find out all the specials they have going on here. Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway. Of course, Craig is here, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. We're glad you're with us. Football is underway. It's going to be fun seeing all the highlights tonight. And we finally arrived after a lot of months of talking. We finally get to see real football tonight. Don't go away, 746.
Right here beside me. You make the call, baby. I don't care. We can take this anywhere. Got the Kenwoods banging at a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you want to go. I can ride you around town or drive you down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back. Still my ball cap. Pull it down over your blue.
It's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
You've pictured it. The garage door that finally makes your home look the way you want it to. And now get $500 back on a qualifying garage door with the overhead door home refresh rebate. Qualifying purchase must be made by September 30th. Let Overhead Door Company of Little Rock upgrade your curb appeal and get you up to $500 back. Schedule a free estimate at overheaddoorofLittleRock.com. Select models. Rebate paid as a Visa prepaid gift card. Restrictions apply. See website for full terms.
Attention Arkansas homeowners. Are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock has over 900 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From cars and trucks to SUVs, you'll find all makes and models and something for every budget. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit, they'll work with you. Plus, with a 3-day exchange policy, you can shop with confidence, knowing you've got options after you buy. Take a look at McLartyVW.com. McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock, where more choices mean more ways to save.
Grammy Award winner Darius Rucker. Friday, December 4th, 8 p.m., Saracen Casino Event Center, Pine Bluff. Darius Rucker live in concert.
Turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Honey, honey.
On sale now at Ticketmaster. Darius Rucker, produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
It's Coach Roy Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
Here's an idea. Put a damn good product on the field.
Yeah, that would make it.
I understand your point of it's not all on the players, but you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of it is. Go make a play.
Yeah.
Go make a play!
Justin Moore. Listen, we love it when Justin gets fired up.
Sometimes I get a little fiery in the morning. I'm not a morning person, Craig.
The best one comes out is last year. Andrea Lawson's here with us. Is when Justin last year was just trying to get. He just wished just we could win one.
Was
game.
That last year? I mean, you could insert that into any year, but maybe one of the last 15.
It was. If you listen to Roger's going to find the clip. If you hear the pure frustration of just
it's called pain.
He's a pain man. And again, we were at that time, I think we lost like 8 in a row. And, you know, we were 2-10 last year. And interesting now, we love Sam Pittman. And you told me that Sam, Andrea, came and watched Peyton play the other day.
Yes, he and Jamie drove up last Friday. Greenbrier, because the high school played on Tuesday for a benefit game. They didn't have any games Friday night. And so with the heat and everything, they moved the 5th and 6th grade to Friday night. So
how nice was that for them to do?
Yeah, sixth graders got to play under the lights.
Oh. You guys have known them for a while. You did their swimming pool for them. And so y'all
became real good friends. And, yes, they came up and came to Peyton's game, got to watch it. And actually before the game, Coach was sitting there with Peyton and going through his playbook and asking him questions and making sure he knew all his plays. And then during the game, he was sitting next to me and he's like, hey, that's what they called that play and going through the play.
Well,
stuff,
you know,
so that was cool.
It's going to be weird for Coach Pittman this year. Think about it. This is his first time he has not coached in 40-something years, 35, 40 years.
Yes.
I don't know what year he started. I have to do the math on it. But first time. He's going to be. Of course, he got to watch because he was fired in the middle of the season last year. But still, okay. This is Greg.
You got the preseason, and you know his body clock is waking up.
Yeah,
it's time to get on the field. No, it's not.
He's going to miss. Of course, you know a lot of the players on this team are not. There's 60, 70 new players on there, so it's almost.
He's got a great tan right now.
He does. this is Justin Moore. This is Justin Moore last year expressing frustration at some point.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one! One win!
Jay, could you turn that up a little bit, if you can, one more time?
Let's play it
one
I more time. I stand by that statement.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one! One win!
Oh, wow. Justin, You, Justin, you need to do a pregame speech to the Razorbacks.
That's so good.
You need to be a pregame
Craig, I don't
locker room speech.
Craig,
I don't, I don't trust me with their team, to be honest with you. So.
You'd be grabbing face masks and slapping helmets. I think you'd be
terrific. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Listen to me.
Listen, we love his passion. Craig, you're here in Conway. Genesis of Conway's right down the street, so I'm sure you'll go by and see them.
Love them. Look for the billboard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, listen, Roger.
And look for luxury.
This relationship, we've seen it blossom, Andrew, right in front of us.
I was introduced yesterday at J.A. Fair, where they had an event with, anyway, as Mr. Genesis.
Oh, wow.
Okay. How about that?
Okay.
Wow. That's when you know.
Any schools you want to throw out?
Yes. We got to mention Terry Elementary was the first school that I read my new children's book, which has been published by Baldwin and Shell, my sponsor for school ring. Genesis gets me there. Baldwin and Shell sponsors me. Anyway, read the book. Went over great. I'm going to be the next Dr. Seuss, which means this show is beneath me.
With all due respect, you're our Dolly Parton.
You are. That's a great point, Roger. You are our Dolly Parton.
I'm the male Dolly Parton.
And that's why you love the interview with her, because your passion is reading the
exactly.
kids.
Exactly. We touch faces.
You have a picture of you two together?
Oh, heck tell me. It's on YouTube, the whole interview.
Okay, good. So you can do that. Yeah.
I do, too.
Someone says, Steve says on the middle of the Neat text line, that one win a lot by Justin. Definitely sounds like a trigger. Yeah, we talked about that. It's just like, man, we can't go through. We've had three 2-10 seasons in the last 8 years. Three. It has been so tough on Razorback fans, and I'm in the middle of it because I'm going to every game, and sometimes I forget. You know, we're 2-8 against Missouri. Oh. Like 2-8. You know, the last 10 years against A&M.
That's why the Hawk call is Whoopig.
By the way, you should have heard Stacey yesterday, Roger. I'm going to try to play this over my phone if it's not too loud. Yes, yesterday.
Whoa!
That was Stacey yesterday at Darnell. We did
horrible.
Are you talking about the chicken call?
Yes.
I have it, by the way.
Is that a hog call?
I'm sure she's a sweet, sweet lady, but that is probably the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my life.
Man.
I'm not sure what it is. It's not. Was it a chicken, Roger? I mean, she did the chicken call, but
it's maddening is what it is.
Someone says, now we know what Chad Morris actually meant when he said hammer down. We've been through some tough. We've been through some tough times, but. And that's what we're trying to be positive now. We're trying to be positive. And we'll find that real soon.
Isn't that something? Chad Morris does not have the same connotation as Sam Pittman.
No.
Sam Pittman brings a smile. Chad Morris brings a groan.
Yeah, we did win some conference games with Sam. We did not with Chad.
Well, it's just Sam being Sam.
It is. Craig, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
For fight through our technical difficulties. Oh. You shared your Dolly story.
I did indeed.
Three times.
Three times.
A story so good, you share it three times.
Thank you for doing that. Real quick,
we're coming to Jefferson Elementary on Monday with a reading road trip and the new children's book. And on Tuesday, Ringgold Elementary in Benton.
He's our Dolly. All right, don't go away. We'll be back more with a luxury pool and spa here in Conway. Big sale starting on Monday. 50 years they've been in the business. They're the best. Don't go away.
This is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip.